Okay, today's daf is Demai, daf Lamed Hey, and we are in the fourth parak. We started the parak 3 days ago, and today is the discussion of the second half of the Mishnah at the beginning of the parak, Perak HaLokeach Peiros. We thank the sponsors of the Masechta Shira, Michael and Naomi Nudel, and Avram and Dvorah Weinfeld. So, if you remember, the first half of the Mishnah discussed what happens if it's Shabbos and I wasn't mafresh my demai. So, what do I do? So, I could speak to the Am Haaretz, and we spoke about what if there are 2 days in a row, Shabbos and Yontif, what if there's a day in between, and the like. That was all yesterday's discussion and the day before, and we should ask him in a way that doesn't... make him feel bad and doesn't slight him. That was Derech Akalason. That was yesterday's discussion, as long as it's possible to ask him in a Derech Akalason. As we'll see today, a discussion. You can't always be as politically correct and as indirect as one would like to be, but we'll see. But the second half of the Mishnah was, what if I did what I was supposed to do? Not on Shabbos. Trumas Meiser. I took off the Trumas Meiser. As we know, Demai, you have to take off the Trumas Meiser and you have to take off the Meiser Sheni. So I took off the Trumas Meiser, and then lo and behold, somebody came and put it right back into the Tvua. Somebody, they thought it was supposed to be all together, and it got put back in. So now what? So the Mishnah said, Trumas Meiser shall dwai shachazulim koma. So what's the problem? The problem here is, I was mafresh usually Trumas Meiser as a din of Truma. So it needs to be batel in 1 to 100. You need to have 1 Trumas Meiser to 100 Chulin, and then it's batel. If it's only 1 to 99, it's not batel. And therefore, the whole thing, if it's not batel, the whole thing becomes medume. And medume has to be sold to the Kohen minus the amount that the Truma was, because that you can't take money for. And then the Kohen eats it. But here, it's Trumas Meiser of Demai. So that can make it a little better, because really we didn't even have to take off this Meikar Adin. Rov Ameyar's Masertain. The Chachamim were Koveya that you have to. But here, now it's going to mess up your whole Tvua. So that's where Rav Shimon Shazuri said in the Mishnah, back on the beginning of the Perek, Daf Lamed Gimel, Rav Shimon Shazuri Omer. Well, let's start with it, read the previous line. Shubas Meiser Shel Demai Shechazer Lemkoma. Right? It was put back into its, where it came from. Rav Shimon Shazuri Yomer, Af Bechol Sho'alo V'Ochel Alpiv. Right? You're allowed to even ask the Am Haaretz on a weekday. Not on Shabbos, just on a weekday. You're allowed to trust him. So why is that? Why are you allowed to trust the Am Haaretz on a weekday? So that we'll see, Be'ez Hashem, at the end of the daf. So now we have on today's daf, Lamed Hayman Aleph, at the top. Trumas Meiser Shel Demai V'Chulu. Tani, Trumas Meiser. So we have in a Mishnah, in our Mishnah, we only have one opinion. We have Rav Shimon Shazuri who says that you can go ask the Am Haaretz. But here in the Tosefta tells us three opinions. Trumas Meiser Shel Demai Shechazer Lemkoma. Midama'as. If it went back into where it was taken out from. Right, to the tefuah that it was taken out from. So, midamas, then it creates beduma. Vishalobim koma, if it goes now into different tefuah, different produce, didn't go back to where it was, but it goes back into different produce, shalobim koma, ina midamas, then it does not cause problems. Then it's not midamas, then it's just regular, the Ras Yirlio says, regular bitl barov. Regular bitl barov. So why should that be? Divrei Eliezer. Eliezer says, it depends where the shumas meiser fell. If it fell back into where it came from, or it fell into other produce. Why should that make a difference? The Gemara will talk about it. But again, if it fell into other produce, shalobim koma, so then it's not midamas, it doesn't cause problems, it's regular bitl, as we just said. Look at the Ras Yirlio, what I just quoted outside. Viafilu she'elas, right, you don't even, in this case where it's not midamas, you don't have to ask the Amaris at all. Right, you don't have to ask the Amaris at all. Why? The fourth to last line. Didemai derabanan hu. Derobah mayaretz ma'asrenhein. Really, right, we know the chiyuv of demai is derabanan. Vegabe vadai hu da'am rachmana. Mash atam meirim mimenu im nafala tocho hari hu makacho. Midume is only created by vadai truma. Or vadai trumas meiser. Aval demai yavish bi yavishu. Demai is yavish b'yavish, right? That's one type of mixture. It's not lach b'lach, right? It's just produce mixed in with each other. V'chad b'tre batel, bitel barov. Bittel Barov, Uko Janafla Beshogig, Uke, right, obviously only if it fell Beshogig. If it fell in Bemezid, then you get into issues of Ein Mevatel and Isser Lachachila. One is allowed to be Mevatel Lachachila, the Mishnah in Trumos. That's why this is in Trumos, maybe connected there, and Daraisa, Darabana, what you're allowed to do with Bittel Isser Lachachila. Okay, so that is Rebbe Eliezer says that it depends where it fell back into. That's the first opinion. It fell back into where you took it from, then it's midamas, it creates beduma. And if not, if it fell into something else, then it's not midamas. So why should that be? We'll see. V'chachamim omrim, bein l'mkoma, bein shalomim, koma, midamas. The Chachamim say, no, it's always midamas. This is trumas meiser, midirabanan, and therefore it creates meduma, midirabanan. Reb Shimon Omer, the third opinion, Bein Lim Koma, Bein Shalom Im Koma, Einam Adamas. Reb Shimon says, not Reb Shimon Shizuri. This is Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon Yachai. Reb Shimon says, wherever it fell in, it does not cause problems. Eina Midamas. So those are the three opinions in the Tosefta. So now the Gemara is going to talk about each of these opinions. Rebbe Bun Barchia Bayi, Kumi Rebbe Zera. Reb Bun asked before Reb Zera, Man Damar Midamas, Midamas. According to the Chachamim, we understand. It's always midameya. It has the din of trumas meiser midrabanan, and it always creates problems. V'she'ena midamas, ena midamas, nicha. And according to the one who says that it doesn't cause problems, ena midamas, Reb Shimon, so then nicha, we understand those shitas. Those are consistent. Either you say it's always a problem because it's trumas meiser midrabanan, or you say it's not a problem because mikra din, it's a din da, it's only midrabanan, and really rove, so midum is only created by vadai and not by suffik. But the problem is, man damar limkoma midamas, shalom imkoma eina midamas, ma bein limkoma ba bein shalom imkoma. What's the difference? What's the difference between limkoma and shalom imkoma? Why should it make a difference? So the Gemara says, "Oh, Rabbi Chagi, just at that time, just at that moment, Rabbi Chagai was coming into the Beis Medrash. And as he was coming in, Amrin, the Chevra said, oh, Rabbi Chagai, Bidinu Meimar, I'm sure he's going to say, Moshe Da'ana Amartayma. Moshe is a Lashon of Shvua. I bet he's going to say, I'm going to explain this. So they all bet on Rabbi Chagai that Rabbi Chagai was going to walk in and say, Moshe! Right, he's going to make a shvua. I swear, I'm going to be able to give a pshat and explain this distinction. Moshe dan Amar Taima. Guess what? He did not disappoint. Amar, he walks in as they assumed and predicted, and he said, Moshe dan Amar Taima. And he said that I swear that I'm going to be able to explain the difference for Rabbi Shimon. Let's just see what he says, and then we'll talk about that line. Moshe dan Amar Taima. Man da Amar. So again, what are we trying to figure out? What's the reason? What's the svar for Rabbi Eliezer? Right, you have the Shumas Meiser that got mixed back in. So according to Rabbi Shimon, it never causes problems because it's Shumas Meiser Drabana and it's never Medameya. According to the Chachamim, it always causes problems. It creates Meduma. Rabbi Eliezer says, if it falls back into what it came from, that's Medameya. But if it falls back into any other Chulin, it's not Medameya. Why? So the Gemara assumes, Rabbi Chagai tells us that fundamentally he holds like Rabbi Shimon. It's not midamas, so it shouldn't cause problems. The problem is, if it falls into back where it came from, you're going to tell me that doesn't cause problems. It's not midamas. That's kind of like a tarti desastri. It's kind of like an injury to contradiction. It was taken off from this tvua and thereby matured it. And now it's going back into where it came from and it's still mutter. That doesn't make sense. It's not ola al adas. So that's why it's a chumrah. You're right. Technically, it's only drabana now, and if it fell into anywhere else, it would be fine. But here, it matured this shirayim. It matured this shirayim that it's fell back into. We can't say that it's still mutter and it's all batel. So let's see what he says. Man da amar midam ma'as. This just means when he says the place that it's midamas where it falls at back bim koma into where it came from. She matera says shirayim lachila because by taking it off it matured the shirayim for eating. So to say that when it falls back in now it's still all mutter, it's very difficult to assume because now you're back where you came from and you're back to where you were before it. So why should it still be mutter? Now whatever you took off is back. So that is why, again, fundamentally, it shouldn't be a problem like Rabbi Shimon, But if it falls back into the place bimkoma, so we have to be more machmir. Manda amar enam adamat, but when it falls back into what's called shalom bimkoma, so enam materes yiram lachila. So it wasn't matir anything in this tvua, and therefore we will say that it's okay. We fundamentally hold like Rabbi Shimon, and it is mutter. Hori Rabbi La kahadad Rabbi Chagai, and Rabbi La paskin actually like Rabbi Chagai in a case that came up. Okay, so they were sure that Rabbi Chagai would do this, and he did not disappoint, and he came in and made that exclamation. What does it mean, Moshe? He made a shvua by saying Moshe. That's a machlokas we shown him. Rashi, right? This comes up in Shas. Beit Salam Ches, Amid Beis, where the Lashon is used, Moshe Shaper Karmit. Right? Moshe Shaper Karmit. So, good, you said good. Moshe. So what does Moshe mean? Rashi there. Beit Salam Ches. Look at the Rasir Leo, he quotes it. Biyakra de Moshe Kamishtava. He's giving cover to Moshe. When someone swears with that Lashon, it's giving cover to Moshe. Biyakra de Moshe. Covered Moshe. But if you look in the Rambam does not say that. The Rambam says, when he says Moshe, he means by the God of Moshe. By the God of Moshe, not by the covet of Moshe, talking about Moshe, but it's by the God of Moshe. Where does the Rambam talk about this? Mitzvah number 7. Mitzvahs Asay Zion, all the way up front. So we met there have been major articles written about trying to figure out the Rambam's order of the Sefer HaMitzvos. We know the Sefer HaChinuch is easy. Right, he goes in order of the parsha. Another Rishonim go in groups. The smock, the mitzvahs atoli b'lev, and the mitzvahs atoli b'machshav, and the mitzvahs atoli b'maisa. The Rambam has his own order, so we're not exactly sure. The Rambam has clusters of groups of mitzvahs. He has karbanos over here, and tumah v'tahara over here, but at the beginning, he has his fundamental mitzvahs that one would think. Right, you put in order at the beginning. So in mitzvah number 1, in the mitzvahs asay, is emuna. And mitzvah number 2 is yichud Hashem. And the mitzvah number 3 is avas Hashem. And mitzvah number 4 is yiras Hashem. And mitzvah number 5 is davening. Right, the first mitzvah about doing something is davening. Mitzvah number 5. And mitzvah number 6 is being with chachamim. Dveikus with Talmidei Chachamim. Ula his yachedi mahem. Ula hasmid bi yeshivasam. Ula his tatefi mahem. Right, that's the mitzvah of uvo sidbak. Stick to me, Hashem says. How do you stick to me? You can't stick to me. I'm a fire. I'm invisible. Right, so you stick to the chachamim who are close to me. That's mitzvah number 6. Mitzvah number 7. Uvishmo tishaveya. Swear in my name. Swear in my name. That's a mitzvah asei daraisa, counted according to the Rambam. What's the mitzvah? The Rambam says, "Shetzivanu lihishava b'shmo yisale kishenitz tarech lekayim davar min advarim." When we have to be mekayim something, oh lahachisho ki bazeh hagdula l'Hashem yisale. This brings great honor to Hashem by swearing in His name. V'kavod ve'ilui v'hu amro uv'shmo tishaveya. And there's a Gemara in Shavuos ki kamo hashvua she'ena tzricha atamuz harmimena v'hi mitzvahs losasei. A swearing for no reason is an iser da'araisa. Swearing for a good reason is a mitzvah da'araisa. That's the Rambam. Kein ha-shvua be'es ha-tzorech, mitzvah ba v'hi mitzvah saseh. V'lachein, and then he says, Eino mutter li shava b'davar b'kol ha-nivra'im. You're not allowed to swear in the name of any creation. Kimo ha-malachim v'ha-kochavim. Angels and stars, kiim al tzad chisaron anisbach. Ukigot sheyomar be'emunas Hashemesh, v'yirtze be'emunas Adon Hashemesh. V'al derech hazu yishavu umaseinu b'shem Moshe Rabbeinu. In this proper way, that's why there are those that swear the name of Moshe. The Rambam's thinking about Beitza Bavli to my Yerushalmi. V'zeh yadua shehanishva yirtze lomar belokei Moshe o b'misha shalach Moshe. When somebody says Moshe, he means in the God, by the God of Moshe, by the one who sent Moshe v'chulu. So you see, the Rambam has a different shot than Rashi. Rashi in Beitza is biyakra to Moshe. It's talking about Moshe itself. The Rambam has here that not talking about Moshe, but talking about the God of Moshe. The Ramban here, as many are thinking right here, the Ramban says it's a mitzvah to swear. Right? Doesn't the Gemara say that it's not stay away from nedarim, stay away from shvuas, just stay away from it all? It's a mitzvah, and not only a mitzvah, it's mitzvah number 7. Right? So the Ramban here says, I don't know, this pasuk is a heter, it's not a mitzvah. If, right, it's a heter that, v'ani tamav adibri harav, shlo amru kein b'gemara tamura, ela al derech vikuach v'hakushya. It's a back and forth in the shakla v'tarya. Ein hashvua bishmo be'es hatzorah chova u'mitzvah tasei. Avo rishusi bi'adeinu im tznoim rabim. Right? It's a rishus with many conditions. Va'kasuv hazeh eino mitzvah el rishus shelo kedivrei harav. I think the Rambam is wrong. I don't think there's a mitzvah to swear in God's name. This is the Ramban's shita. If you look in there, what the machlokes is about is a discussion in the posting. If you look in the mitzvah Samelach, which is Rabbi Semen Sefer on Sefer HaMitzvahs, he discusses that the Ramban is against this. How do you understand the Rambam? So if you look in the Kinas Sofrim on the Rambam, right, one of the classic commentaries on Sefer HaMitzvahs, he says the Rambam doesn't mean that it's a good thing. The Rambam just means it's kind of situational. If you are going to swear, then swear in God's name. That's the mitzvah. Vani ba'ani niflesli hafla vafela al havanas harabanim hamuvakim, says the Kinas Sofrim. They're all, you know, imputing to the Rambam something that's not his shita. Right? He says, no, vadai dafilu al dvar emes harishus biyadol, right? There's a rishus. Vamitzvah shavar shavana rav hainu she'imro tzonali shava tishvua b'shmo levad v'lo b'shem zulaso. That's what he says. La olam deshvua atzma rishusi v'lo ba'achiyuv. So the Kedas Ofrim, he puts the Rambam closer to the Ramban. Right? It doesn't mean that. Interesting. If that's what he means, why is it given such prominence? Right? Number seven, all the way up top. Right? If it's just if you do it. Right? The fact that it's so early, right, pushes us in the direction of maybe, you know, there is something positive, about it. Look at the smock, I mentioned before, the Sefer Mitzvah's Katan, quotes the Mitzvah Kufches. Mitzvah Sheyishava Be'emes. Lihishava b'shmo d'chsivu v'shmo t'yishaveya v'lo she'yichayev lihishava b'shmo. Not that you have an obligation to swear in his name. Ella, kisha atabal lihishava b'shmo t'yishava be'emes. Hashem's midah is emes, and therefore when you swear in his name. So again, the Pashup shot, again, Misvara probably sounds like the Kinas Ofrim is right. Even from the other Rambams, the Rambam in Hilchas Shvuos. Kishem sheshvuas shav v'sheker b'lo saseh, kach mitzvahs asei sheyishava misha yishchayiv shvua b'bezdin b'shem. Something, that's what the Rambam means. He's talking about the shvuas that Bezdin are going to make you do that b'shem Hashem. Right? Modi b'miksa, the three shvuas daraisa. Modi b'miksas, eid echad, and shvuas hashomrim. Right? So maybe that's what the Rambam is talking about. Either way, this is a discussion of the Rambam. Giving Moshe kavod also. Right, the Rashi's pshat. Rashi is not saying like the Rambam. Biyakrid the Moshe, giving Moshe kavod, because we recognize Moshe Rabbeinu is one of the animamins. What are the animamins? The Rambam admits to that. He was the one that told us that. But one of the animamins is nevuah, and one of the animamins is to believe that Moshe Rabbeinu's nevuah is different than all other nevi'im. And that is based on Psukim at the end of Parshas Bahaloscha, where the Rambam, the Torah tells us that Peal Daberbo, and that was the chait of Miriam and Aaron, right? One of the questions the Mefarshim ask is, but the pasuk says at the end, not in this week's part, not in Bahaloscha, but in Kisaitse, the pasuk says that remember what Hashem did to Miriam. What is so significant about that, Zachar? All the Shei Sechiris are defining. It's Yitzias Mitzrayim and Maimed Har Sinai and Shabbos. Remember Miriam, Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara is very important, but is that one of the Shei Sechiros? So some suggest, maybe Rav Soloveitchik said this, I don't remember. Some suggest that the Zechira is really about Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu. Right, the zechira is to remember that Miriam and Aaron, the root of their chait, was that they didn't recognize the uniqueness of Nevuah Moshe Rabbeinu. Right, they made it on a quantitative jump. They said, why is his wife separating it's so difficult. They didn't realize. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows up to them and they say, Mayim, Mayim, where's the... And they didn't realize that, oh, we have to be ready. Moshe has to be ready every second. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was teaching them, that they have to be ready at every moment. But that's the Rambam in Hilchot Yisodi HaTorah. In Perek Shvi'i, where he talks about the four differences, where he comes up with these four differences, right? It's not like it's in the based on, you know, on the Gemara, but he puts together Gemaras and he comes up with the four differences between Moshe Rabbeinu and the other Nevi'im. Other Nevi'im si bachalom ubimare. Other Nevi'im are sleeping, right, and unconscious, right? They are bachalom ubimare. Moshe Rabbeinu hu arva omed. Moshe Rabbeinu is awake. Moshe Rabbeinu is awake. Number one, other Nevi'im have it through indirect al yidei malach, Ayde Malach. Lefichach, and therefore they only see it in some type of mashal and chida, which they have to interpret. Number one, awake sleeping. Number two, clarity. Right? Is it in chida? Moshe Rabbeinu lo ayde Malach shenemar pe el pe adaber bo. Tmunas Hashem yabit. Klomar shein sham mashal el aroa davar el burio below chida below mashal. That is number two. Number three, all the other Nevi'im are their physical faculties are not functioning at that time. Kol Nevi'im yurein v'nivhalin u'mismogegin. They are shaking. They are, so they're not only sleeping, but they're shaking, like having some type of seizure. U'Moshe Rabbeinu enokein Moshe Rabbeinu, kasher yidaber ish al re'ehu. Right, like speaking to your friend. So sleeping awake, and a clarity versus mashal, bodily functions, faculties functioning at that moment or not. Number three, and number four, who calls the meeting? Number four, who calls the meeting? Other Nevi'im cannot be mistaken whenever they want. Moshe Rabbeinu, when he wants, he meditates, he connects, he plugs in, and he talks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Calls Banshe Yachbo, Zeruach HaKodesh, Lavashto, Nevuas, Shorei Olav. And that's what he says by Pesach Sheni. Imdu Ve'eshma'a. Right, he was asked by Pesach Sheni. He said, "Okay, let me go find the answer for this." So those are the four. So that's the kavod that we give to Moshe, and that's what Rabbi Chagai, liked to give kavod to Moshe Rabbeinu, and that's what he did here. And they bet he was going to do it, and sure enough, he did. He fulfilled their dream. If you look in the Rav Chaim Kanievsky, he also says, it's a lashon shvua, shekachai Rav Chagai ragil lomar Moshe. Klomer shvua sheomer lachem hatam. I'm going to make you a shvua. Okay, so this is Rabbi Chagai. He gave the pshat to the chilek, Rabbi Eliezer. Again, what are we talking about? When you have Trumas Meister that falls back somewhere, we have the three different shitas in the Tosefta, whether it's never midameya, whether it's always midameya, or whether it depends where it fell back into. That middle shita was Rebbe Eliezer, and Rebbe Chagai gave shot for the chilek of Rebbe Eliezer. Okay, we continue now. Says the Gemara on the third line. Amar Reb Zeira, Asa Uvda Kumid Rebbe Chanina Vahori Kereb Shimon Shazuri. Right, the story came in front of Rebbe Zeira, and he paskin like Rebbe Shimon Shazuri. Rebbe Shimon Shazuri, this is back in our Mishnah. What did Rebbe Shimon Shazuri say? Where it fell back bimkoma, you could ask the Amah Aretz. So the Tosefta doesn't talk about whether asking. Tosefta just says, what do you do? Right, so if you say like the Rebbe Shimon, you don't have to ask, it's mutter. According to the Chachamim, it's aser. I guess you could ask. You could ask then. That could help. And Rebbe Lazar has the chilek. So he paskin like Rebbe Shimon Shazuri, that you could ask him even on a weekday. Rav Acha b'shem Rav Yonasan ain halacha Rav Shimon Shazuri. No, halacha dalai Rav Shimon Shazuri. We all paskin lakula in that case. Yoser mikan. Now we're back to quoting the Tosefta. Tosefta here. Tosefta in Demai. Yoser mikan. Besides the heter that Rav Shimon Shazuri gives in our Mishnah, where he says that if it falls back in, so then you can ask the Amar Aretz on a weekday, even more than that, the following kula that he has. Yoser mikan hayer Rav Shimon Shazuri yomer, hifris shumas meiser, v'nisrifa. What happens if you're mafrish, you get demai from an Amar Aretz, and then you're mafrish shumas meiser from other produce you have in your house. You didn't want to take it from the what you have here, but you have other demai in your house. You have other demai in your house. So you want to be mafia, you say that those fruit in my house is trumas meiser for this. Then you go back home, and guess what? The fruit has disappeared. It got burned. It got eaten by the dog. Right? You don't know what happened to it. But you're not sure if it was existent when you did the hafrasha. If it was existent when you did the hafrasha, then fine, it worked, and then it disappeared. But if it wasn't even existent, so then it didn't work. There wasn't trumas meiser taken off, and you have to take off other trumas meiser. So what is the halacha in that case? You see the Ma'ara fold up on the third line. Hifrit Shubas Vaiser be Makom Acher. Right? You took my Shubas Vaiser from some other place. Kigon. She Yeshlo me Elu Haperos be Makom Acher. You have this specific type of fruit in another place. The Hifrish al Elu Shebiado. And you are mafrish from the ones in your house on the ones in your hand. Viacharkach ba umatsan shenisrefu. And you come back and you see that they were burned up. Ve'ena Yodea in Misrefu. If it got burned up after, and then it worked. So what's the halacha there? So there too, There too, you could go and ask your ask the Am Haaretz. And that's the we're mako by demai in that case. So that is an added case of a heter. Not only the case where it fell back in, you could ask him here. Didn't fall back in, but you don't know. So that is the question. What will be the svara? What will be the svara for allowing this? Says the Chazon Yechezkel, Rabbi Chezkel Abramsky, in his commentary on the Tosefta here in the fifth parak of demai. In the Tosefta, it has v'nignava haperos, nignava, not nistrafa. Same thing. We don't know if it was stolen, and you don't know where it is. Says the v'shalavo ochlo mashehifrish. Says the Chazon Yechezkel tahave sexveka, to double safek. That's what you're makel. Why safek nignavu la'acher shekara aleim shem trumas u'maisrus? Maybe it was existent at the time, and even if it wasn't existent, maybe the Amaris was mafresh really. That's why he was Mekel. So remember we said already from the Kesef Mishnah, and we quoted the Magen Mishnah in Hilchas Chametz, it could be that regular rules of sex veka don't apply to Demai. Remember we said that. We said that Niskana ala Safek. So even if general sex veka lakula, it could be niskan al safek, but that's what the Chazon Yechezkel says here in terms of why we are makeup. We haven't spoken about sex veka in a while, but just remember just the highlight, the three different ideas, basically three different approaches of the Mefarshim in sex veka, why generally we speak sex veka lakula. The Rashba has a tshuva where he says it seems to be based on rov. It seems to be based on rov, meaning sex veka, it's 50-50. You have a two suffix, and then maybe it's mutter, maybe it's aser, and even if it's aser, maybe it's mutter for another reason. So you have more of a chance that it's lakula, it's based on rov. There's a discussion whether it's rov probability, meaning 50-50, and even if within the 50 that's aser, there's 20% that it's stolen might be mutter. So it's really 70-30 mutter. So it's really based on rov. Some say it's really based on probability, others say it's just based on possibility, not probability. Because two answers to the questions that you have are mutter. Maybe it's mutter, maybe it's aser, and even if it's aser, maybe it's still mutter. So it goes by, you know, answers to questions, not dafka probability. Not probability. Maybe, even if you don't have enough probability. What if you have a suffix that's 70-30 le-isser, and then, but it might be mutter. And even if it's aser, maybe it's, meaning maybe if the probabilities don't add up enough to have the heter more than this, or it still might be mutter. But okay, that's one based on rov. That's the Rashba in Chelek Aleph Siman Taf Aleph. He sees he parallels it to rov, but it's quoted by all the Achronim as midin rov. That's number one. The other possibility that many Achronim like the Pnei Yeshua Ink Subas Aftes, it's based on Savik Drabana Lakula. Why? Because according to the Rambam, the whole din of Savik Daraisa Lachumra is a din Drabanan. Mida oraisa, savik daraisa is lakula. Right, Hashem only says dinim vadai are usser. But savik daraisa is lakula, mida oraisa. Mida rabbanan, we say savik daraisa lachumra. But once you have a suffix about that, though, so it's a suffix about a savik darabanan, and therefore savik darabanan lakula. Right, so that's the second way how svek sveka works. Okay, savik daraisa lechumra is itself a din derabanan. So once you have a suffix about that, so it's a suffix about a din derabanan, and that's why you say savik derabanan lekula. That's assuming like the Rambam, right? Not everybody, the Ravid argues with that, and the Rashba argues with that, that savik daraisa lechumra is a din daraisa. That's number two. The other possibility is said by the Achronim, and that's different formulations, how it would say, some call this no leidas hasafik. Others say, too many questions. If you have to make so many assumptions for this to be usser, it's too far. It's too far from the isser. The language of Rav Shimon Shkup. He says, it doesn't say base fakos, it says svek sveka. Svek sveka means it's too far. Svek sveka v'lam rustam halo base fakos de beemes ein ribuy as fakos gormina heter lomar kibodika rov sadam lahatir she nechshav kruba latera ele inyan davi suffik besuffik iser dika bazes suffik im yeshkan suffik iser, right? Who ukshem mistosef bazes suffik ones davi suffik besuffik iser mishabachia yepashal lachazal The specs fake a latir mutter. The dafka bevadei suffik iser kaimelan shul lechumra. Avalim havi rak suffik shall suffik iser ein lona lahachmir kivet shall vadei leka rak suffik iser. Bechuli talks about it in Shar Yosher in Shar Aleph. But again, that one different achronim say in different ways. But it's too far. It's too far to assume that it's usher. So three ideas in specs fake. But that's what the Chazon Yecheskel says, that this din of Reb Shimon Shazuri is based on specs fake le kula. We continue. Says the Gemara, Lo Bada'am Reb Zeira, not about this Reb Shimon Shazuri, did Reb Zeira say, also over the Kubid Rebbe Chanina, Bahori Reb Shimon Shazuri. Right, we just had a second that Reb Zeira said that Reb Chanina had a case that he passed like Reb Shimon Shazuri. So he says, that was talking about Reb Shimon Shazuri of our Mishnah, not Reb Shimon Shazuri of the Tosefta. Right, where it fell back in, okay, then he was Makel. But not in this case where he just wasn't sure. Amar Rabbi Avin lo dam yahish de shilta lahida kadmaisa. Rabbi Avin now is going back on our Mishnah. Remember we said yesterday that you gotta ask in a crooked way. You gotta ask in a derech hakalason so you don't make him feel bad. And also, so he's not gonna be defensive and lie. But that's where, how do we say yes? I'm not choshed you, but I just wanna know, you know, it's Shabbos and maybe you were very busy and, but here, in the case of the Sefer of the Mishnah, Rav Shimon Shazuri says, you have Chumas Meiser that fell back in, you have to ask him. There, you can't say, I wasn't choshed you, because what you do, you were Mafrish. You were Mafrish Chumas Meiser. So now you gotta go back and ask him in a way that also doesn't offend him, but you were choshed him. Right? In the first case, you could just go back and say, I have no idea, you know, whether you were Mafrish or not, but you must be very busy, maybe you were Mafrish. But here, you have to go and admit that you already mafresh the Chumas Meiser. So that's what Rabbi Avin says. The way you ask here is not the way you ask there. Taman, in the first case, you could ask, Lo begid that achashalach, I'm not really choshed you. El begid this avnis binach, es mochitim, I bought from you wheat yesterday, v'chamis achlusin alach, and I saw such huge crowds by you. Right, we said this yesterday. V'yamir dilma dan shisei misachna miskin avin. And I said, maybe you forgot, so what was it, were you misachin? That was fine. Bram hacha, but over here, you can't say that. Because here you took off the Chumas Meiser already. So he has to admit that he was choshed him. So what do? Begin the chashaticha v'takintin, right? I wasn't sure, so I did take it off. V'skaryin misaknin avin, and then it fell in. Then it fell in, so I'm just, do what he has to do to ask him. But, Reb Avin is pointing out that you can't be as, indirect as you are in the first half. But now the question is, so why is he believed? It's a weekday. Why would he be believed once you say it fell back in? Amar Shmuel, Breder of Yossi Barbun, Amar Tani Bar Kapara, Kane, Emas Hadimua Alav. Right? Emas Dimua, we quoted this when we did the Mishnah. He has the Ema of Shabbos, but he also has the Ema of Dimua. Remember, the Ama Aretz doesn't take off Chumas Meiser. Maybe he thinks there's no Chiyuv because it's in the Meiser Rishon, but here you're telling him that it's Meduma. You're telling him that you had Chumas Meiser and it fell in. So we assume he's not going to mess you up. We assume he's going to tell you the truth. Emas dimua alav, v'hu amar emes, and he's going to say the truth. Or the girsa in the Tosefta is, kishem. See the Rasir Leo and others quote it. Kishem, and also the Marafolda. Kishem she'emas Shabbos alav, just like he has the aim of Shabbos on him, kach emas dimua alav, so too has the aim of dimua, midume is on him, and therefore he won't lie in this case. Okay, we have to stop here. Next time we'll get with the Mishnah, which we already referred to earlier, as the case where somebody really wants to have you for Shabbos, and he forces you and makes that neder. That Bezra will pick up with, on Daf Lamed Vav next time. We'll stop here.